Blog Talk Radio.
From Blog Talk Radio, it's Tom on the radio. How you doing this fine Monday evening? It's Tom on the radio on Blog Talk Radio.
About an eye, as I packed my bags to leave, I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room and weep. But you're the girl, she fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time, oh Lord, I just didn't want to go. But she didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Oh, I played my games many times before, but people's let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howling tonight. Keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby. Baby, let me change my mind. I'm so sorry.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Difficulties getting to Jackson, Michigan here. I'm Tom O'Neill, and this is Tom on the Radio,
and I have a great dialogue with you and for you as soon as we can get connected with Steve Baxley. Uh,
We must pay tribute and homage to actress Doris Roberts, who played Ray Romano's dad, mom, on the hit show Everybody Loves Raymond. She passed away today at the age of 90. So we send our very best to Ray and Doris's closest. So it's now 11:03 in the Seven Cities. This is Tom on the Radio, and I'm Tom O'Neill, and we're slowly trying to get connected with Steve Baxley. I don't know if it's on my end or on Blog Talk Radio's end, but Steve is on the line. We just can't connect them for some strange reason. Hang on for a second. I was watching, this is one of those nights where you are so happy to have two televisions, and the remote goes in between the TVs. Like tonight, there was NBA basketball, then there was NHL hockey and Raw. So I had to switch between three actions. But I think this is on my end. I don't know what I did wrong. I'm trying to boot this thing up again. But getting back to tonight, the Flyers, Philadelphia Flyers, played their first game at home since their passing of their beloved owner, Ed Snyder, and not too pleased with the outcome of the game. The final score was 6-1, and it wasn't even that close. I mean, the Flyers laid a serious egg tonight. They had a ceremony at the beginning of the game for Mr. Snyder, and one would think that the Flyers would have came out a little more fire. Actually, they did. They scored the first goal, but Washington showed why they are one of the favorites to win the Stanley Cup this year. That team is loaded. They let the excitement die down in that building, and they scored the next six goals. I wish that they had more fire and jump in the for their late owner. So that series is going to probably end Wednesday in Philadelphia. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm glad. I was tap dancing something serious. I apologize for having some late computer issues. But the bottom line is you're here, and I think the Detroit Red Wings are going to play a lot better for 60 minutes than the Philadelphia Flyers played tonight for, let's say, about 5 minutes.
Oh, man, that was some games. That was a wild one.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a call to one of the Flyer players from the NHL within the next day or two, saying that you're not going to play at least Wednesday, if not more, for a vicious behind-the-back hit that put a Caps player in the boards. And luckily, the player did not sustain an injury, but
that's the type of thing that gets you a lot of black marks in every corner of the hockey world, because that's the one thing a hockey player is afraid of, and that's a hit from behind into the boards, because well, you can't defend yourself.
Yeah, I saw a bit of that live, and oh man, I have a feeling he's going to have a little looky-loo by doctors under the concussion program, if they have any at the in the NHL.
Well, I think that ship has sailed a long time ago in terms of concussions, because let's remember, I'm sure there are a lot, like a lot of sports, I'm sure there are some concussions that are reported, and then there's so many more that are not.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Go ahead.
Any contact sport, you're going to get that.
Indeed. And I think Game 3, Detroit and Tampa Bay, oh, that is going to be an interesting game, believe it.
I've already cleared my calendar so I can sit and watch the entire game.
Right. And By the way, to that, there is already a feud brewing between WDAE in Tampa, that's a sports outlet, AM sports outlet, and 97.1, the ticket. For what happened, or should I say, what didn't happen in yesterday's game? Or, yeah, in Sunday's Game 3 victory of the Red Wings. And it was I'm not going to call it a fight, sort of a little tussle by Tampa Bay Lightning's, I forget the gentleman's first name, but his last name is, why don't I just call him this, Chicken Doyle and Mr. Advocator.
Yeah, Advocate have pummeled somebody pretty good towards the end of the game.
That's right. However, this guy Doyle is sort of a diva for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He wanted to punch out Mr. Advocator, but Advocator would not hear any of it and went so far as to ask the referee if he would get in trouble, because there is a rule that says that if your hand has any tape below, then you will be assessed a 15-game penalty.
Ooh. Put it on the foil.
And Doyle, of course, did his little chicken move, flapping his arms, and it was that gentlemanly move by Mr. Abdicator refusing to fight because of a hand injury that led on to a little feud between Tampa CBS-owned outlet WDAE and Valenian Foster of 97.1. The ticket. And there's a rule in the NHL, and I'm trying to find that rule right here as we speak, that in essence says that if Mr. Abdicator, even with the tape around his little finger, his big number one finger, not the no-no finger, oh, for God's sakes, not the no-no finger. That would get everybody out and in trouble.
Yes.
Come on, fingers, do your duty. Let's find that little puppaloppus.
So in other words, you gotta have a completely bare hand in order to fight.
That's right. And if you are caught fighting with tape around your hand. As I said earlier, you will be assessed a 15-game penalty.
Even if it's a little bit of tape.
Yeah, even if it's a little bit of tape that Mr. Advocator showed the referee, and the referee looked at him and said, you would get suspended and fined. And when even the referee told the guy, nope, he's not. He can't do it. So that led to everyone saying, oh, he's a chicken, he's a chicken, he didn't want to fight. Of course he could. He wanted to fight, but he couldn't, people of Tampa Bay. Are you that nuts in the...
Yes, yes.
Obviously they are.
But
I
think Ms. Advocator would like to enlighten Mr. Doyle on the prowess of pugilism, and I bet you tomorrow game he will be sans all tape so he can go at Mr. Doyle and see how chicken he really is.
In fact, I did find the rule. Huzzah, courtesy of Fox Sports Detroit. Come on, people, get that video going so I can get to the point of the issue. Come on. Okay, let's beat it up. I know there's a young girl that wants to explain it. Yada, yada.
Tampa and Detroit are just trying to stir something up, in other words.
Oh, yes. Here it is. Rule number 46, 15-match penalty. Any player wearing tape or any other material on his hands below the wrist who cuts or injures an opponent during an altercation will receive a match penalty in addition to any other penalties imposed, including for fighting under this rule. Which means that if Abdicator, even with his little with his first finger taped, even touched Mr. Doyle, he would not be playing game three.
Yet alone other games.
That's right. It would be bye-bye Red Wings. So I hope this explains it to Tampa Bay, to Tampa Bay fans out there, and to Mr. Doyle, who flapped his arms, calling Mr. Advocator a chicken.
But don't think that either Mr. Advocator or other members of the winged wheel didn't put down that license plate number for future reference.
This is true. And by the way, Mr. Doyle, the next time you want to pick a fight with a wounded hockey player, do us all a favor. Think with the right head and not the little one between your legs that God gave you.
Steve? Good Lord. You just go
very
for the
tiny.
Gonad.
Very tiny.
Oh!
Very, very tiny. Sort of as minuscule as Triple H.
Well, what brought on Triple H in this conversation? I mean he is the game, you know.
That's right. And what a segue to wrestling. and here's the best way to tell you how good Raw was. It was taped this afternoon in London. There you go.
Well, at least they take the same day.
Yep,
but
true.
You're right. As much as we try to put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
That's right. And
I never look more forward to a live Monday Night Raw than next week at Hartford.
Yes, indeed. Just a hop, skip, and a turtle away from Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah, which might mean that the days of Shane McMahon running Raw may be drawing to a close. Especially now with 13 days before the next WWE pay-per-view payback.
Yeah, and Shane McMahon was there. and made some matches. Chris Jericho, Sami Zayn, yawn.
Sami Zayn,
and I guess what we could say was very much a Jericho match. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, who is probably wishing he were back on Ring of Honor. That was sort of.
Boy, you sound excited.
Dudleys versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Roman Reigns did a promo. And beyond that, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler.
But you can't beat that.
That's right. They had Miz TV and
Maurice is always must-see TV, but that's it for that segment.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else exciting and beautiful?
Don't even waste your thoughts on that, because it wasn't.
Let's put it this way. Whenever the WWE tapes Raw from London, just switch it off, read the spoilers, and go watch something better, like a great baseball game.
Okay.
Or a baseball game.
Or a lame-ass hockey game.
Oh, but I'll tell you, they had some, wow. Nice couple of good hockey games. Of course, as you mentioned, Philadelphia, Washington. Sort of a lousy way to make the point on who's the toughest team in the NHL. And I hope the gentleman who got his head bashed into the boards. Is okay and does not have a concussion.
Well, from what we saw on the bench, he was laughing. He has a minor little scrape on him, but you're right. Hockey players are a different animal. I mean, you put that with any other sport, and it's like, which way did he go? Come tall lady, sing that song, doo-dah, doo-dah. A hockey player, but it's just like what we started talking about earlier. There are concussions that we know, and then there are concussions that we don't know. And those are the concussions that shorten careers.
Yeah, and let's hope this guy.
When you consider. Yeah, I don't know if the NHL has a protocol when it comes to concussions. Like, like all the other sports, like football, basketball, and baseball, where you get a blow to the head, you got to go to a room and pass a concussion test before you can come back. I don't
Indeed.
Know if hockey has that.
They should.
But
if that's the
case, I shudder to think how many concussions a person like Gordie Howe has had in his career.
That's why I'm saying
the concussions we don't know are what I'm afraid of the most.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I said it once, I'll say it again. Hockey players, you're brave, you're tough, but you're also nuts.
Yeah.
It says it all. Right,
yeah, they're kind of loopy.
Mm-hmm.
Even with helmets, they're loopy.
But they do it for the fans. They do it for the fans.
Well, they do it for themselves because for a lot of these guys, this is the only way they can make a significant amount of money.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And
I was just trying to think out. It wins tomorrow, it'll be tied. They go back to Tampa Bay, They got to steal one from Tampa Bay.
I think the series is tomorrow.
Yep. Let's see. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., of course, Fox Sports Detroit, because in the Detroit and Tampa Bay broadcast areas, you won't get to watch NBCSN's Stanley Cup coverage.
Well, I'll be watching it as NBCSN. There's one bad thing about where I live at and where you used to live at. If, like, the Caps are involved in an NBCSN broadcast, they get blacked out.
You get to watch English soccer.
No, we get to see a sign that says we are not able to broadcast this at this time. Oh, man, we have to go to another channel. But they only black it out for 2.5 hours because that's about as long as a hockey game is. But I got to see the last part of the game and the highlights of the earlier action, which you can call it action. So,
speaking of which, how about them Pistons? Oh,
yeah, I'm gonna tell you. And this was pointed out today. If the Pistons had a point guard that can distribute the ball instead of hogging the ball, they might have had a chance to steal Game One yesterday. I mean, Reggie Jackson is a very talented basketball player. Don't get me wrong, but there are some times where you gotta do the we instead of me.
That's right.
Yeah, and one thing about his numbers sake, Mr. Big Shot, although he took many important shots, he didn't let his ego get in the way. He made sure that his other teammates were involved. And if Stan Van Gundy is worth anything as a head coach, he would have pulled today at practice or whenever, he would pull Reggie Jackson aside and said, when you are on the court, you are a point guard. You are our leader. It's not time to get hogging with the basketball. I mean, if you have the great shot, take it. But you got to look for your other teammates. Because the Pistons did not play a bad game. I can see the Pistons taking a game or even two in the series. But wouldn't it be funny if that game is tomorrow?
Because I
would tell you, the Cleveland Cavaliers do not pose a threat to me as a championship team. I mean, they have the best player in the world, but there's a reason why basketball is one of the ultimate team games. One player cannot win you a championship.
This is true.
And I think there's some chemistry issues between their version of the big three.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love. They just don't play well together. Like for example, the Golden State Warriors, who tonight is playing the hapless Houston Rockets as we speak, without Steph Curry. They should still win this game.
I think they will.
Because Houston reminds me of the Flyers. I mean, they did not come out tonight. Maybe not tonight, but when I saw them Saturday, they did not come out with anything resembling somebody that's going to give the Golden State Warriors a tussle.
Mm-hmm. I just got this feeling after Stan Van Gundy got find a little bit of coin for blasting the referees. I think that's going to give the Pistons a little boost that they need.
And oh, he did get fined.
Yes, he did. About $25,000 for speaking the truth about the officiating in yesterday's Cavaliers-Pistons game.
And he knew he was going to get fined. He knew he was going to get fined. It's just the thing, is it worth the win?
Uh-huh.
Is that money worth the win?
Mm-hmm.
If they win one of the next two games, that fine is worth it. I mean, that's tip money to Tom Gore, the Pistons owner, and I'm sure he'd be glad to pay it if, you know, this gives the Pistons a competitive chance at Cleveland. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't imagine what that city would be like, Cleveland that is, if they lose a game.
Oh, they're going if Cleveland loses a game.
I'm not talking about the series. I'm not talking about the series now. That's too much, Steve. But I'm talking about a game because you have people in that town that saying, oh, you know, this is nothing. They're just the Pistons. They got four of their starting five that's never played in a playoff series before. We got the best basketball player on the planet. I mean, our competition should be Golden State in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you got to get there.
That's right, and I think you're going to see a very tough and hard fought game to game two. I'll just say that.
And I'm gonna tell you, even if they lose tomorrow and they look good losing, the Palace is gonna be a snake pit.
Oh.
It's gonna be a snake pit when they get there.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna rock like not even the even in the championship days. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the Pistons right now are playing with house money.
That's right, and right now, not time yet to it's not time yet to show the hand. But I mean, they did good. They didn't win, however, but they did give the Cavaliers a big scare. I think you're going to see
that. Was it ever a scare?
Oh,
that was a scare. Yep. That was if the Pistons had a more experienced point guard to be able to get better shots instead of trying to be the man. As somebody said, today, or either yesterday or today, that Reggie Jackson was Russell Westbrook's understudy for a reason. And speaking of Russell Westbrook, his team lost by a single point tonight to the Dallas Mavericks, so that series is tied.
Wow.
That's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to go full plate. I think your I think the Pistons Cavaliers game, our series, is going to go full plate. This first round, is going to be the toughest round to predict a winner in.
Boy, you're reaching, homie. I mean, I was just happy for a competitive series. You talking about seven games?
I'm talking tough.
I mean, what did Spike do to your Hawaiian punch tonight? I did not see this one coming.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Take Pistons Cavaliers, and I'll be brief. You got two of the very toughest teams. Granted, the Cavaliers are sort of getting a little bit of dysfunction in the lineup. But beyond the dysfunction, that team is going to surprise people, much like the Pistons are surprising people, because I have a feeling there are a few hardcore Pistons fans going, we're not ready yet. Maybe with a couple more pieces, we'll be ready. But they got in, and they're going to give Cleveland the fight that they look for. They're going to give Cleveland they're going to go in. They lost one game.
And this is Detroit Cleveland.
Yeah.
This is Detroit Cleveland. There's that X factor that comes with when these two cities play each other in anything.
That's right.
It's been so long since you actually feared going to the Palace. It's going to be an experience even for the Pistons.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, the games at the Palace, you're going to see more people than chairs.
Oh, disguised as chairs. I look forward to that. This is the time of year where you have to have two TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much going on, and as things percolate, it's going to be more interesting. Before we run out of time, a few words from you about Doris Roberts, who passed away today at age of 90.
She's always played the mama roles. And I will say this, and I said it on my Facebook page. Class woman, class actress, award-winning. She played the mother on Angie, ABC's hit show. And she may have played the secretary on Remington Steele, but let's face it.
She did.
That's right. And let's face it, she may have been the secretary, but she was also the mom to Remington Steele and Laura Holt. Let's face fact. And, of course, dare we never forget her role as Mama Romano, as Ray's mom in Everybody Loves Raymond. This is a woman.
Everybody loves Doris.
Everybody loves Doris Roberts, indeed, and she will be missed. She was one in a million. There will never be another one like her.
And that says something for a community like Hollywood, that somebody is so loved and revered.
Indeed.
So with that, Steve, I thank you for hanging with me and hanging on with me through my technical difficulties. But you know, we get those every once in a blue moon. Every show, wherever it is, has them. Oh, by the way, Channel 7 WXYZ is looking for a new news director. Dave Manny took a new job in New York at WNBC as executive producer of Investigations. I think this was one of those let me get out before I get pushed out things.
Yep. I think this. I'm not going to call it a step back. I'm just going to call it a step in a direction that could help.
Because Dave Manny worked in New York before. He worked at WPIX. Oh, by the way, one more thing. If you watch the Raw preview show on the WWE Network, you will notice the host of the show, his name is Scott Stanford. He is now also the morning show host at WPIX on their morning newscast. So the Tribune has done a little anchor shuffle. Unfortunately, the person that got shuffled out is somebody we used to watch in Detroit. Corey Chambers, he got demoted to weekends.
This is true. Of course, WPIX They're a little tricky. Let's put it this way.
A little?
Let's put it this way before the lady comes up and gives us all the boot. Corey Chambers people may think this is a demotion for weekdays, but I don't know what PIX, along with WNYW, they're the only game in town when it comes to 10 o'clock news on the weekends. And let's put it this way. With Corey Chambers doing the weekends at 10, I think WNYW had better get all their guns ready, because Chambers, he's smart. He's going to make that weekend show a very good one. He's a professional.
Turn the lemons into lemonade.
That's right.
I hope you're right for his sake. He just had a girl, and he came to PIX from Chicago, probably thinking he was going to be at in the mornings for a long period of time, and a little less than, I think, 3 years, he got reassigned. I'll say it like that.
Yeah.
And all the best to you.
Just one more thing. Chambers, weekends, I wouldn't worry. I think his future is going to be right at 10 p.m. Just the right time. Just the right time, because, let's face it, I think whoever's doing the 10 with Tamsin, I don't know if he's going to be long-lasting, but it seems anyone that does the weekend nightly newscast, all of a sudden, goes right up to the 10 o'clock on weeknights.
Interesting. And one other tidbit that's interesting before we go. David Muir did not anchor the World News Tonight. Guess who filled in for him?
Who?
George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, boy.
I kind of not saying anything different, but I consider this smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ratings coming up and the elections coming up, you might be seeing more George Stephanopoulos on the weekday evening show.
Possible.
Yeah. But I just found that interesting. I mean, and from what the little I saw, he looked very comfortable in that chair.
Oh.
Steve, I will talk to you Friday from your Last Call Cafe. Make sure my coffee is hot, and we will talk to you again on this show in 7 days, which will be a week before payback. Hopefully, they'll have some more exciting news on the card for that pay-per-view. But pardon me for not holding my breath on it. It's just, you know, I'm just a cynical kind of guy. I'm Tom O'Neill. Thanks for hanging with me. And we'll be back again, same bat time, same bat channel. Take care and have a great week.